can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, just go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we're going to answer it right here on the podcast every Tuesday. That's hostinghotline.com. And today we've got a fun one from Joanna. She's a little firecracker.
Hey, you guys, you are... the best. And by the way, being able to record a message and send it to you, also amazing. Thank you for all your YouTube videos. And you're just super clear. Everything you're saying, clear. I wish I could say that about a lot of people. But anyway, my question is, I have zero design sense. Well, I mean, I can walk in and say, oh, this is beautiful, but I'm horrible. Like if I try, I don't know, hodgepodge, my brain just is not working in that way. And so we got a property. I just want to know, do we use like an interior designer, or do we use like one of those staging companies that maybe sell the furniture, or like how do we get it furnished so that it's not insane looking? And then also second question, do you guys, I think I saw one of your YouTube videos, like were you property managed? But I'm like, wait, maybe you don't do that because I feel like you have a lot of properties yourselves and you do all these podcasts, or I mean these YouTube videos, but or can you recommend someone that does manage them the way you guys do, like that just basically thinks of everything. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Bye.
Joanna, thank you so much for calling in and for all of that energy.
And the compliments.
And the compliments.
We will receive those. Yeah. Thank you.
I love that she's asking this question because gone are the days of being able to be hodgepodgey or super simple with short-term rentals, being thoughtful. I'm not saying we have to be, I guess the opposite of simple is complex. And it doesn't have to be complex, but it does have to be thoughtful, Joanna. And you've already invested so much money in the real estate. Sometimes people can feel the pinch financially, and this is kind of where they start pulling back and skimping. And it's like, oh my gosh, you're so close to the finish line. Make sure that you do a holistic job, especially when it comes to the design, because that is what's going to attract your renters and your guests and help decide your rate and the revenue that you could potentially bring into your property.
When I got my first property, Joanna, I am very much like you of, I know when I see good design, but I cannot create the masterpieces. And so I knew that was important for me to invest in. And I, at the time, because this is quite some time ago, I had a friend that was, I knew she could design. She wasn't specifically an interior designer, but I always loved the spaces that she put together. I knew she went to art school, so she had some basic skills. And so I did ask her to help me design my first property. So that was me going out to my own network, folks that I knew that could potentially, that had the talent that could help me. However, fast forward, there are actually businesses, companies that specialize in short-term rental design now, and they know how it directly impacts your return on investment. Like, I knew that it would, but I didn't have I didn't know the math at the time. But lucky for you, there are now designers that specialize in short-term rental design.
Yes. So, Joanna, we are going to recommend that you do a exploratory call with SummerLed, and their website is summerleddesigns.com. Why we like them is not only are they real estate investors themselves, one of the founders has experience in marketing, and the other one has experience in interior design. So I just love that they're bringing all these facets that matter to getting a short-term rental to convert online into, you know, from lookers to bookers, your guests.
Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest-caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
And they are investors themselves in short-term rentals, so that's a secondary thing there. Once you have a call with them, I know you also mentioned in your question stagers. So I will, a little caution there. Stagers, if they're staging for sale, Sarah and I know this because we've worked with a lot of stagers over time. You have to make sure that whoever you hire has short-term rental experience, because someone staging a home for sale is very different than someone staging a home for overnight guests. And so we don't want you to invest in someone that hasn't designed for a short-term rental and then falls short, and then you're spending more money for maybe some areas that they didn't shop for or didn't design, quote unquote, design for. So well,
because
beware there.
Yeah, the stagers are, they're not going to, their expertise may not, there might be stagers listening now, right? Like shaking their fists at us because they have two different areas of their business. And that's completely fair. It's been a long time since short-term rentals went from being something that was maybe not as common of a service that stagers could offer to now where it might be. But remember, Joanna, your property is going to get commercial use. So you want to make sure that you are investing in the bed frame, in the mattress, in the sheets. Get a quality bed. Do not skimp on that. Get a quality sofa. Make sure that all of the amenities that you put in the shower and in the kitchen are also not skimped on, because these are the foundational items that a guest really pays for and why they're choosing to stay with you versus, you know, potentially a hotel. And so those sorts of things are also going to get used a lot. And so you want to make sure it upholds to all of that use. And I want you to reach out to SummerLed and get a consultation call with them. But I do think that you should also interview another designer or two.
Yeah, locally. We don't know where you're located, but go old school. Go into Google and put in short-term rental design, your city.
Yep.
Interior designer, your city. See, if you put in short-term rental design, though, hopefully in your city, someone pops up. And that's the person. They're paying attention. They have the search engine optimization on their website. But absolutely, you know, take a look at their work, book those consultations. This is the work that needs to be done. We're so pumped for you because this will impact your bottom line. And the next question that you asked.
Before you get into that one, just one more thing on the on the design front is Joanna. If and I'm just going to be a voice for the designers. If you get a little sticker shock, just remember that they have an entire team really doing, hopefully, research on not just making it look good, but paying attention to the aspects of the rental that are going to convert for you over time. They're really helping you set up a business. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you're going to get a return on that design investment. And if you are hiring the right person, they're going to put your money in the right places. And for that, they should be compensated, you know, appropriately. So if you're sticker shocked at first, just give yourself a day or two to really think about it, dissect it. And remember that you can always go back to them and say, hey, I really want to invest highly in the bedding, the sofa, the kitchen, a bath, and maybe like one or two walls so that when I have photos, they're really going to pop online and stick out. But where can we save a little bit on this invoice, on this estimate, so that I want to work with you, but I've got to stay within this, you know, within this budget.
And TFE pro tip, please check out Manoan, because when you are purchasing these things, if, you know, you could take advantage of the savings there. So I would also loop in Manoan when you're doing your actual ordering. And then your question about property management. Ooh, this is right, just as important as the design. So again, I would go to, in your market, search for short-term rental property manager, co-host. This is one where you are going to want to interview several property managers. If that's what you're looking for, you could. We are huge advocates for self-hosting. So we believe you can do this yourself. We encourage you to, because this will leave more money in the bottom line for you. So that's our first thing too. If you haven't, we have a hosting handbook. If you want to grab that, we'll put the link in the show notes. Definitely a great place for any new host to start, whether you're doing it yourself or hiring someone. But you're going to want to interview that person. You're going to want to interview homeowners that work with them too. That's a whole other loaded question there, but you definitely want to make sure that you're working with short-term rental specific property manager and they understand the biggest thing, not only how they're going to care for your property, how they're going to care for the guests, but also you want to ask them about their revenue management strategy.
Revenue management strategy, preventative maintenance strategy. What are their inspections like post-guest checkout? Because guest to guest, you want to make sure your property is being reset when it comes to safety. So yes, do your due diligence there, Joanna. I don't know where you're located, but if you let us know, you can reach out to hi@thanksforvisiting.com.
Yeah, we might know someone that could help you in that area.
Yeah, let us know where you're located. But Joanna, keep us posted. I want to see pictures when this thing goes live. Again, email us hi@thanksforvisiting.com. We are invested now. And thanks for calling into the hosting hotline. Again, if you all want to get your questions answered here on the hosting hotline, hostinghotline.com. Ask your question. We'll answer it here in the podcast every Tuesday. Y'all love tuning in, and so be a part of the conversation. With that, I am Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Want to know our best kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-have master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best host didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.